recency bias. Good to have you along on this, the second, third of December? Let's call it the third. If Friday was the first, Saturday would be the second, making Sunday the third. Pretty quick on the math skills. You'll be able to excuse me if my numbers are a little off this morning. Did a lot of counting on Saturday night. 10-1 win for your Montreal Canadiens. A decisive crushing of the Detroit Red Wings at the Bell Center on Saturday night. Your Habs' fifth win in a row. Double chicken wings for everybody. Yes, apparently the PA announcer at the end of the game let everybody know that they're double 5-10 goals was going to be good enough to earn you, I guess, 16 chicken wings at the cash. It's usually 8. Brian Wilde, I feel, was the one who made that happen. Asking the big questions in the middle of late in that third period with the Habs up 10-1. And good, you know what? I got to say, good on whoever is in charge of making these decisions at the cash to recognize, jump on that quickly and realize, you know what? You know how rare it is there's going to be 10 goals scored? Let's take advantage of this. Let's get the marketing, extra marketing out of it. And somebody quickly made that decision to double up the offer. Good move, Cash. On a night when Habs fans are feeling real good. I mean, a 10-1 win is fantastic, obviously. Hard to not like that. But just the fact that, you know, you win 10-1 a Saturday night that breaks out the, so far, a 5-game winning streak. It's all good for the Canadiens right now. Are they this good of a team? No. I mean, nobody's good enough to beat any other NHL team 10-1 if that team isn't completely falling apart, has no confidence in itself, doesn't have their legs under them. And by the third period, it pretty much looked like they weren't trying. So basically, we're just going to talk points in this one. Who scored? What they did? I mean, how do you break down a 10-1 win? Like we say, when the Habs get their asses handed to them, it's always tough to really talk about an absolute thrashing like this because you can't take much out of it. It's not a normal game. Everything normal about it went away when Montreal went up 5 or 6-0, whatever it was. At that point, there was no more you could draw from this. You didn't learn much more about the Montreal Canadiens, and you didn't learn much more about the Detroit Red Wings in it. But it was a hell of a fun game to watch. I feel like I started getting greedy around goal number 6 to see if we could at least get the touchdown. Once the converted touchdown was in place, then it was let's hit double digits. So the Canadiens able to do that. We'll get to all the scoring in a minute. First, though, let's once again tip our hat to Carey Price getting his fifth straight win in 5 starts since returning to the Canadiens fold a Saturday ago. What a stretch this week has been for the Canadiens. Price returned last Saturday, and from Saturday to Saturday, the Canadiens jumped 10 points in the standings. Pretty good stuff. Price, again, unfortunately couldn't quite get the shutout on Saturday night. And apologies if I sound incredibly stuffed up. Got a little phlegm fight going on here. That's all right. 22 of 23 saves on the night for Carey Price. His season stats, still not incredible. Price with a 2.93, I should say, goals against average and .905 save percentage on the season. So we can still expect, you know, that save percentage to climb. He's been delivering something around .970, I think, since his return. Really getting his stats back into respectability. Pretty soon we'll be asking, can he play himself back into the Vezina race again? Soon we'll be asking that. Not quite yet, but soon. Really, though, this night belonged to, it belonged to Paul Byron, especially in the early going. I mean, by the time it's 10-1, you expect somebody to have a hat trick. But Byron, when this game still seemed like a competitive game, he had two of Montreal's 3 goals in the early going. Goals number 7, 8, and 9 for Paul Byron. 7 and 8 were basically your prototypical Paul Byron goals. The pass it ahead 10, 15 feet to himself and knowing that the guy can't beat him. Ends up with a breakaway. That was goals number 7 and 8, the first two of the game. And then the ninth just kind of found its way through some traffic to the point that fans at the Bell Center unsure whether or not it was Byron who scored the goal. Obviously didn't seem to think it was or realize that it was Byron. With his first career hattie, only a couple hats, one of them a toque. Come on, Montreal, you gotta be paying attention. I'm sitting at home, I recognized immediately it was a hattie. I was following on Twitter, everyone seemed to immediately know that it was Paul Byron's first career hat trick. You didn't need to know it was his first career, but you could recognize it was third goal of the night. You gotta be better than that. Come on, Bell Center fans. Show up. I'm not really that upset. Not upset at all. And then, of course, the second storyline besides Paul Byron's career night, the fourth line, which had not registered a single point on the season until game number 27. That was the game against the Red Wings in Detroit earlier this week. Well, they finally count. And they do so more than once. Delorier gets it going. His first of the season, his first with the Montreal Canadiens, and the first goal for the fourth line on the year. Chud. Charles Hudon. His fourth of the season, his second in as many games ever since we nicknamed him Chud. Oh, yeah. And Carr, the recent call-up of the season, he gets his first of the year. A lot of work went into that goal. So there you go, the fourth line, not just with one goal, but with three on the night. Good to have some of that, I was going to say secondary scoring, but I'm going to call that tertiary scoring from those guys. And hey, although he's not officially on the fourth line, was actually on the first, but I guess technically what is the Montreal Canadiens' first line right now, Jack Abdullah-Rose with a goal. He who had not scored since April 11th of 2015. Even he got in on the action. Good stuff all around. And then from the expecteds, Brendan Gallagher was his 13th of the season. And not to go all Don Cherry, actually to pretty much go all Don Cherry on you here. Just want to point out, back September 11th, on the forum, on rabbithabs.com, yours truly, we were discussing, you know, can Brendan Gallagher bounce back this season? Obviously, last year, just scored 10 goals in limited action with the secondhand injury in as many seasons. And I broke it down, comparing him to shit-rat old Brad Marchand on the Boston Bruins, saying, look, these guys have been very much compared to one another throughout their careers. The big difference being the two hand injuries that Gallagher suffered while Marchand went on to scoring, I believe, 38, 39 last year with the Bruins. The up and up while Gallagher suffered. Well, breaking it down, very similar past until those hand injuries. And that's the word paths, not pasts. Trying to pronounce things through the phlegm here. So yeah, Gallagher, my point is, he's on pace for 38 right now. The breakout season continues. And that Gallagher goal, my God, did Detroit quit on that one? Placanis just kind of poked it ahead to Gallagher, and the Red Wings were like, yeah, okay, what do we care? Ben with his third of the season, and Shaw with the finisher, the ultimate goal of the night, number 7 for him, number 10 for the Habs on the evening. And multi-point games all around. The Oprah, you get GIF in plenty of action on Twitter last night. Multi-point games for Paul Byron, 3 points. Delorier, 3 points. Jack Abdullah-Rose, 3 points. Carr, 3 points. Chud, 2. Galchenyuk with his first 4-point night of his NHL career. And Brian Frasey, however you want to say it. I've heard it said multiple ways in multiple broadcasts now. 2-point night for him as well. Probably would have been easier to discuss the Canadians who did not have a point on Saturday night. Schlemko, Petrie, Alzner, all three defensemen, and somehow Max Pacioretty without a point in a 10-1 win. Max Pacioretty, the only forward skating on Saturday night for your Montreal Canadiens who failed to register a single point. It's great. It's a 10-1 win. It's a 5-game winning streak. The Habs are officially in a playoff spot at 13-12-3, 29 points on the season. That puts them third in the Atlantic. They'll pull the reins for a second, hold the horses a little bit. I heard a lot of talk on Saturday night. Oh, good for the Canadiens, put themselves back in a playoff spot. Sure, technically, they're in a playoff spot. But that is only technically. They have one more point than the Boston Bruins at this point. And have played four more games than the Bruins. So, sure, at the moment, the Habs are in the playoffs. But realistically, still more work to be done. But the good news is the Canadiens have turned things around. Carey Price obviously playing out of this world. If that continues, I would suspect they'll get themselves back into it, despite the odds being somewhat against them just a week ago. You win five straight. Five straight's not easy. Some teams don't go all year putting five straight together. Five straight's significant. It is not something to expect. It is definitely not something to expect considering the low point the Habs were at just 8 days ago. But they play with completely different confidence. They're a completely different team with Carey Price playing his best. So still, work to be done, but I think it's a little easier to see the path towards returning to that potential playoff spot. Now the Canadiens have put together a nice five-game win streak. You grab 10 points out of 10, you do yourself some huge favors. There's no doubt about that. And the Habs absolutely have a chance to keep this going. A game on Saturday night against the Red Wings was the first of a home stretch of five games now that we'll see them take Tuesday night, hosting the St. Louis Blues, 7:30 start for that one. That's a good team. That's a real test. Tuesday night, big, big test for the Canadiens. The Blues coming into the Bell Center. The not-so-bad Calgary Flames coming in on Thursday, 7:30 start there. Going to see fantastic Johnny Gaudreau and the gang. The Edmonton Oilers will follow that with another Saturday night game at the Bell Center. 7 o'clock puck drop for that one. And that home stretch finishes with a game against the New Jersey Devils on Thursday after that. Bit of a stretch in there. The Habs have several days off. From the 11th, 12th, 13th, a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with no action. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I should say, between Edmonton and the New Jersey Devils on the 14th. So that's the next couple weeks of the Canadiens for you in the lead up to Christmas. Opportunities to really get this thing back on track. It is absolutely in a better spot than we were 6 days ago. But I feel like maybe we're getting a little ahead of ourselves on the whole, hey, the Habs are back in the playoff spot. Only kinda. But they're back within punching distance. They're back in the conversation. They've made themselves a team to look at now. So you got that going for us, which is nice. Also nice to see, I mean, considering the existential crisis that was facing the organization and all of us fans 8, 9, 10 days ago, nice to see the Habs have sent some other organizations into their own free-fall crises. It started with Price's first game back when he shut out the Buffalo Sabres 3-0. The Sabres, at that point, begin communicating to the rest of the NHL world, our guys are available. You can't have Jack Eichel, but the rest of them, make us an offer. We can talk. They've accepted their fate on this season. The Ottawa Senators, of course, beating them midweek, sending them into a 7-game losing streak. The next day, you've got Erik Karlsson coming out and saying, essentially, whatever team I'm playing for when this contract's up, I'm going to get paid. Sending a message to the Sens that I'm not taking a hometown discount to stick around and play for that ass that is Eugene Melnyk. Watch him not spend to the cap every year. Just take in all the money from the Sens. No, I'm going to get paid. Me and Drew Doughty, we're going to chat. Going to make sure we both get paid, and we want more money than PK Subban's getting. So, fantastic time. For a Habs fan to be watching Ottawa suddenly finding themselves in just suffering and self-loathing. It's great. And then, of course, the decisive blow, Detroit Red Wings fans. Whew. How do you come back from losing on aggregate 16-4 in two games, back-to-back games, a home-and-home series? And, yeah, that's another organization now that's going to have to wonder what the hell they do. So returning the favor to the other teams around the NHL. A great week for your Canadiens. And it can continue. Maybe this can be a real positive December for the Habs. Other scores from the NHL on Saturday night. Boston Bruins beat the Philadelphia Flyers 3-0. That's Boston still winning those games despite the fact that Montreal's done a good job getting all the points they could. Boston hasn't really given up any ground. Minnesota beat St. Louis 2-1. As I say, St. Louis, the next competition for your Canadiens. That was an overtime game between Minnesota and St. Louis. Vancouver and Toronto. Canucks with another one. They win that one 2-1. Hold on against the Leafs, who came a little bit pressing back in the third period there. Tampa Bay beat San Jose 5-2. Pittsburgh beats up on Buffalo 5-1. The score in that one. Washington edges Columbus 4-3. Carolina beats Florida 3-2 in overtime in a battle of the lightest of lightweights. Arizona embarrasses New Jersey 5-0. Nashville beats Anaheim 3-2 in a shootout. Dallas does the exact same thing to Chicago in a shootout. And in the craziest game of the night, I think it was a crazier game than Montreal beating Detroit 10-1. Edmonton beats Calgary 7-5. The Oilers had significant lead in that one at one point. I think they were up something like, let's see, 6-1 and almost and blew that thing. Wound up holding on. I mean, that would have been the ultimate disaster on a so far disastrous Oilers season had they blown it. But they held on, barely. 7-5 win there in the Battle of Alberta. All right, find me on Twitter at ZachDropsTweets, at the Montreal Bias, of course, for the podcast, and during hockey games for all my amazing thoughts on the game. Just mostly GIFs, I think, on Saturday night. At Rabbit Habs, of course, a good follow to find out what the website's up to all week. Check out Ian Boisvert's post-game recaps. We'll have the forum. Robert Brown always getting a couple opinion pieces out there on a weekly basis. Good stuff to check out. Until the post-game St. Louis-Montreal on Tuesday night. So we'll be talking at you Wednesday morning. Get off to a good start to your week. Until then, take care.